USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump has quietly told aides and some reporters supposedly off the record that he doesn't think it will achieve anything, but he is still headed to the Mexican border today. He'll visit a border section in Texas to again stress border security. That after yesterday's meeting with Democratic leaders, which, from the president's point of view as he seeks border wall funding, didn't go so well. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
The president leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refuse to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"The president would go back and forth in a negotiation. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, if we open the government up, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all."
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Attorney General nominee William Barr will face his confirmation hearing in the Senate next week. Yesterday, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham met with Barr and said he's confident that the nominee will allow the special counsel to finish his probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
I ask Mr. Barr directly, do you think Mr. Mueller's on a witch hunt? He said no. Do you think he would be fair to the president and the country as a whole? He said yes.
Graham will be taking over as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee just in time for Barr's confirmation hearings next week. Two police officers shot in separate incidents in the South yesterday in Shreveport, Louisiana. One officer was fatally shot while on her way to work. There's no word of any arrests. In Raleigh, North Carolina, police are looking for a suspect who shot a Raleigh cop in the neck. The officer's condition's not known. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The leader of a top firefighters union is blasting President Trump over his threats to stop sending federal funding to fight forest fires in California. Harold Schaeberger of the International Association of Firefighters releasing a statement yesterday that calls the president's move, quote, yet another unimaginable attack on the dedicated professionals who put everything on the line. Earlier, the president tweeted the California fires would have never happened if its forests were managed properly, and he says he's ordered FEMA to send no more money until they change their policies. Three people are dead after a boat featured on the Discovery Channel show Deadliest Catch Dungeon Cove capsized off the Oregon coast. The Mary B. 2 had requested an escort from the Coast Guard because of high seas on Tuesday night. But a few minutes later, the boat flipped over. None of the three crew members at the time had ever been featured on that show. Astronomers in Canada picking up repeating radio waves from deep space. A study in the journal Nature says the mysterious waves were discovered over the summer on a radio telescope in British Columbia. They're called fast radio bursts. It's only the second time in history they've been discovered in deep space, as most experts believe the repeating radio bursts are generated by powerful astrophysical phenomena like black holes or neutron stars, though some experts suggest they could be evidence of advanced alien life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.